This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay, and you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire. If you're ready for an epic family vacation, there's no better place than sunny Orlando. Exciting thrills, never-ending food festivals, fresh new dining experiences, outdoor adventures in Florida's natural springs, and so much more. Orlando has it all. And Visit Orlando's vacation planners can help you plan the perfect trip. In Orlando, anything is possible, if you can imagine it. And that's what makes Orlando unbelievably real. Plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com. It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, or more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com. All you have to do is click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, pop, pop, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours.
You never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, my husband really enjoyed the prom. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for 11 years, and I have one daughter that's 15, and my husband and I have an 8-year-old. My husband is a great man, and he stepped up to be a father to my daughter, whose biological father passed away. My husband is a tutor at my daughter's school, and he volunteers at events as a makeshift security guard at the school. Prom was last weekend, and my husband volunteered to be a chaperone, so he got a tux and everything. We allowed our daughter to go to the prom, but we were nervous. We were a nervous wreck because she is so young. When my fine husband left to go to the prom, he was sharp. It was fun to see my husband so excited about it because he never went to his prom. I got a call from one of my sorors who was working as a chaperone too, and she hinted that my husband was doing too much at the prom. Apparently, he was on the dance floor with the cheerleader coach and even slow danced with her. I let him have his fun, and I was watching a movie at home. My daughter observed her curfew, and she was home by midnight. My husband was supposed to be right behind her, but she said he left the prom around 11 p.m. I told her to watch her brother, and I'll be back. I went to the school, and my husband's car was there, but he wasn't in the gym. I called my husband's phone, and he was out of breath and clearly startled. I told him I was at the school, and he said he was on his way home. His car was no longer in the parking lot, so I left.
He got home an hour later, a bit disheveled, and he had been drinking. He will not allow me to question him about it, and that doesn't sit well with me. Should I call my soror for more info or let this go and trust him? Please do not let this go. You deserve some respect. You deserve some answers about what happened. And you're asking, should you trust him? Should you trust the man who your daughter said left the prom around 11 p.m.? The man whose car was at the school, but he was nowhere to be found. Should you trust him? The man who answered his phone all out of breath and who was clearly startled when you, his wife, called. Should you trust him? The man who told you he was on his way home and didn't get there until about an hour later, all drunk and disheveled. Trust him? This man won't even allow you, your words, his wife, to ask him questions about that night. Trust him? No. I say trust your own instincts. You already said this doesn't sit well with you. It doesn't sit well because it doesn't feel right. I know you're thinking that he and the cheerleader coach did something that night. All the signs point to it. Just know that when you ask him, he is going to lie. He is going to lie. Be ready for that. That's why he doesn't want you to talk about it. But so what? You got to ask him anyway. You should be able to ask him anything. Find your voice. Use it. Say what you feel. He's your husband. He's acting guilty. All those things point to guilt. Whatever the case, this needs to be addressed. It needs to be resolved. Shutting you down is only making it worse. It's making him look worse. He's handling this all the way wrong, which makes it even harder for you to trust him ever again. And you deserve some answers. Steve? Come on.
I
know you have a reason for every lie.
Oh, girl. The question you posed really threw me off. You said he is going to lie.
Yeah.
What he supposed to do? If there was ever a time for a lie, clearly this is it.
Prom night.
See, I don't even know why you. Shirley, your comments were spot on for a woman to, you know, want to know all this. But them out, girl, he gonna lie.
I'm stating the obvious.
Yes, but he gonna lie. What good will the truth do in this letter?
Lying is necessary.
I'm gonna walk you through this letter. I will show you in this letter. Look, everybody know what happened. But I'm going to show you how to lie.
Come on. Come on here.
How this story got to go. You've been married 11 years. You got a daughter that's 15. Your husband and I got an 8-year-old together. Husband's a great man. Stepped in to be a father for my daughter-in-law. Her father passed away. You know, my husband is a tutor at my daughter's school. Now, that's very rare. My husband is a tutor at my daughter's school. So obviously this man is educated, smart guy. You know, I can't be no tutor at the school. All these kids finna fail.
This is not about you, hello.
I'm just saying. So you lucky right there that you got a man that can tutor kids. Then he volunteers at event as a makeshift security guard at the flow. This ain't a public school, I can tell you that right now. Because you can't go in as a makeshift security guard in no real inner city public school, not the one on Martin Luther King. You guys got to go in there with gun handling experience, judo ass whooping. You got to really have a set of hands in here, because some of these kids will knock your ass out. So this is not a public school. This nice little cushy-ass private school where you can volunteer and be a couple of things. We have security at our school. Real security. Look like security. Your husband ain't it. And he the volunteer tutor. You can't tutor me in math and then whoop my ass. You just ain't going to do that.
Hang on, Steve. Hang on. Okay. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, my husband really enjoyed the prom. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
How many times have you arrived in Orlando and suddenly realized you forgot the kids? But then you remember, you had no intention of bringing the kids. You are in Orlando to enjoy yourself. It's an amazing opportunity to have fun and experience all the fun Orlando has to offer. Sure, Orlando is known as the theme park capital of the world, but there's so much more to this destination. It's the place where adults can become kids again, and happy hour happens any hour with never-ending food festivals, fresh new dining experiences, and outdoor adventures from zip lining to its beautiful natural springs. And of course, fireworks every single night. Plus, you have loads of entertainment options, see unique neighborhoods, and can even visit their blossoming arts and culture. Orlando has everything for an amazing getaway with your loved ones or friends, including exciting thrill rides, lush lazy rivers, and world-class golf and spas. Yes, there's more to see, do, and experience than you'd expect. In Orlando, anything is possible if you can imagine it. Plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com.
Hey everybody, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. But there's a great need for donations regardless of your blood type. Every day, the blood our people donate saves lives and eases the pain of those living with sickle cell disease. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance. Helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. It's lying dormant, waiting, and it could reactivate at any time. And while not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful, blistering rash that can last for weeks. Think you're not at risk for shingles? It's time to wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. If you're over 50, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, my husband really enjoyed the prom.
Now, let's get back into this ridiculous letter where Shirley posed a question to the woman. You've got to find this stuff out, which you do. And then Shirley forewarned the woman that he is going to lie. Mm-hmm. My response to that is, of course.
Why would he not?
He has to lie. Well, what is this is the perfect time for a lie. This ain't time to tell the truth. Now,
well,
let's walk through.
Lied.
Hey, what, Shirley?
He should have lied before he shut her down. That's the real issue.
That's because he ain't used to lying.
Yeah.
He volunteering all down at school, tutoring and all this here, and then makeshift security guard. He ain't good at this. He ain't really no player. He just got caught up. Your husband is a tutor at your daughter's school. He volunteers as events, a makeshift security guard at the school. See, this is a nice little public, private school. You go to prom was last weekend. Your husband volunteered to be a chaperone, so he got a tux and everything. We allowed our daughter to go to the prom, but we were nervous wreck because she was so young. When my fine husband left to go to the prom, he was sharp. Now, right here.
He fine.
You know, you saying he fine, you know. Uh-huh. Well, you know, that's
objection. You always get mad.
You know, he
must be though.
I mean, you know, he could be, you know. Well, you know, unless...
She said he is.
Well, Tommy think he fine.
Where we at with that?
Wow.
You know,
but Tommy said it about himself. She said it about her husband.
Right.
See, but, you know, both people can be wrong.
Why you hate
Every
on
time
how he
somebody
looks?
Says somebody is fine, you get mad.
It was fun to see my husband so excited about it because he never went to his prom. Got a call from one of my sorors who was working as a chaperone, too. She hinted that my husband was doing too much at the prom. Apparently, he was on the dance floor with the cheerleader coach and even slow danced with her. Oh, it didn't got good.
The cheerleading coach was fine.
Well, you did say he missed the prom. Now, I bet you the cheerleading coach was fine.
Yeah, I bet you. Yeah, I'm there with you. Man.
Yeah, he put that tux on. He out there with the cheerleading coach. Yeah, you wasn't there. And, you know, he slow danced with him. I let him have his fun, and I was watching a movie at home. You mighty calm about this. My daughter observed her curfew, and she was home by midnight. My husband was supposed to be right behind her, but she said he left the prom around 11.
Tell it, daughter.
Yeah, I can bet you that the cheerleading coach was gone, too. I told her to watch her brother and I'll be back. I went up to the school, and my husband's car was there, but he wasn't in the gym. I called my husband's phone, and he was out of breath and clearly startled. Now, right here, this is the amateur that he is. What the hell did you answer that phone for?
Right.
Because you had the phone on silence so you wouldn't disrupt the music at the prom.
Come on. Oh, that's slide number one.
That's why you had that phone on silent. But he going to answer. Hey, babe. Hey, babe, what's happening? What you need?
Where you at?
I told him, I'm at the school.
Yeah. Right.
I'm up at school. He said, well, I'm on the way home. His car was no longer in the parking lot. See, when you came out the gym, see, he saw your car pull up. They was in a classroom looking at the parking lot. When he saw your car pull up, he started pulling himself together. So when you went into the gym, his ass came down off that second floor, ran around the back of the school. He in his car now. So when you said, I'm at the school, where are you? I'm on my way home. He pulled his car out of there. So now you ain't even seen his car.
That boy
was moving.
That's
what I'm finna tell you.
That boy was moving.
Another lie.
His car was no longer in the parking lot, so I left. He got home an hour later. God, dog, boy, I don't know. But then he had to go back to finish. See, what you don't understand is he got back an hour later. He told her to wait right here. He drove his car in the parking lot, waited on you to leave, and he hooked back around on the other side of that school, went on back upstairs with the cheerleader coach. That's what happened to him. So now, he was a bit dish. He got home an hour later. Yeah, he had to. Why would he get home an hour later?
So you got to finish. Okay.
It was unfinished business. He got home an hour later, a bit disheveled, and he had been drinking. He will not allow me to question him about it, and that doesn't sit well with me. The reason he won't allow you to question him about it is because he don't have the lie together yet. Should I call my soror for more info or let this go and trust him? So now, Shirley, ask me whatever you want to ask me about tonight, and I'm going to tell this dude how this works. Go ahead, Shirley. Any questions?
Okay, I came to the school. I drove up to the school to find you. Where were you?
I was on the way home.
You weren't in the gym. Your car was outside, though.
Oh, that wasn't my car.
Excuse me?
That wasn't my car.
Baby, that was your car.
No.
I know your car.
Baby, that ain't the only Ford they sell.
But it's the only one with your license plate. Okay.
That didn't have my license plate. The chemistry teacher got a license plate damn near just like mine.
These are some weak lies. These are some weak lies. Yeah.
Well, right now they're strong enough because you ain't seen them.
All right, listen, please leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and at Steve Harvey FM. Please check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Coming up next, it is Sports Talk with Junior right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.